888-449-8686.
Let's talk about some new tax legislation being introduced by Congressman Bettis of California. Mr. Green, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're involved in this.
So I am CEO of Fraser Foods, which is a retail grocery outlet. We have five stores citywide, and I'm primarily I act as manager also for Buena Park Market. And we've got around $10 million in business at our store last year.
All right. Now, you have a group of employees that like to buy lottery tickets, as employees do all over the country.
Yeah, we do.
Now, I don't know who the people are. One of them is Sherry Gleason.
Well, she's one of our checkers. Let me jump in, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
About 10 of my employees every week put in $5 each and buy 50 of these early bird lottery tickets here in the state of California. Last one of the tickets last week hit, and it was a very nice payoff of $50,000. And these people were excited, and I had to remind them that I get 20% of the prize money.
All right, now here's what I don't get. You didn't buy the ticket. You're not part of the group. Why do you get 20%?
Well, this is why I have to explain this to people. I am their employer. I hired each of them, and while they are, you know, fooling around or whatever, getting their money together for their lottery purchase, there's work in the store that isn't getting done. And this is why, Phil, I talked to Congressman Bettis about a federal tax initiative which would give employers an automatic 20% of any employee's lottery winnings.
Yeah, all employers would get an automatic 20% of any of their employees' lottery winnings because these people are buying and negotiating the purchase of these lottery tickets while they're on the job?
What a lot of the employees do is they get together with other employees, they exchange money, they designate who's going to buy the ticket, they give change for money, they discuss what number they want. Generally, in the case of our store, it's 10 employees, it could be 5, it could be 15 employees, and they talk about who's going to get what. And all of this is going on while there's work to be done in my store. Phil, if you can understand, all of us wear many hats, but I wear a lot of hats in our store, and I'm stocking a shelf, or I am watering produce, and I look over there and I see my employees talking about who's going to buy the lottery ticket this week. And I noticed that I was getting a problem in my right elbow, which is called carpal tunnel syndrome.
I know it.
And it was caused because I was tensing as I was doing my work. My hand was balling up, excuse me, into a fist. And the reason why it was balling into a fist was just the thought of my employees doing this to me on my time. Now, all of the people that talk to you will tell you that the employer doesn't deserve a percentage of the winnings. But what I've just described to you, I think, Mr. Henry, absolutely makes the case that we do.
All right, one of the people, you say your employees are screwing around.
Well, I didn't use the word screwing around.
Well, you said they're fooling around. One of these employees, Ms. Gleason, said she only goes on her lunch break.
Okay, the fact that Ms. Gleason has a lunch break, Mr. Henry, is because of me. All I'm saying is that if people across America want to get these office pools going to buy lottery tickets, and in the process you're wasting your employer's time while you talk about it and you give each other change.
Well, obviously it angers you if you've got a muscle, a tendon problem in your arm from balling up your fist.
When I see a group of my employees who should be working, should be on the job, and they're over there seeing who's going to buy the lottery ticket, yeah, my fist, almost subconsciously, and I don't even notice it, but my right hand balls into a fist.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods. He is, along with Congressman Bettis, proposing a legislation that would mean if you win the lottery, if you win a lottery ticket, if you win a scratch, whatever, right?
Anything over $5,000.
All right, so any kind of a lottery winning, state-sponsored?
Any state or federal-sponsored lottery, right. No, we're not asking you to give us the money from your church bingo or something like that. We're asking for what is rightfully ours while you're messing around on our time.
All right, well, we'll get back to whether people are messing around or not, but you're saying that you want employers are entitled to 20%.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I think that, and by the sound of your voice, you think that that's too much? Or
No. How do you collect your 20%? You know, this Miss Gleason has said that she only goes on her lunch break. And how do you collect your 20% of the $50,000, which, by the way, folks, is $10,000. The people in the pool wound up getting only $4,000.
Well, let me answer your first question. I have the addresses of all my employees for obvious reasons. I know when they win because I checked the paper. Last week, I simply said to Sherry, you know, where is it? Because it had been 2 days. And
well, what I heard was something a little bit stronger.
I'm sorry?
What I heard was you confronted her.
I walked over to her and said, let's have it, or something. I don't see what I'm trying to...
Well, you walked over to a woman who was checking people out, this Sherry Gleason, and confronted her with some strong language.
Mr. Henry, this is my store, and let me remind you, it was me who brought these people together by hiring them. It's my lunchroom where they discuss which store they are going to buy the ticket in. It's my time card they're abusing by daydreaming about what they're going to buy with their winnings. And when they hold out, and I read where they got the $50,000 early bird. That was the ticket that they won.
All right, that's an aspect of the California lottery, the early bird.
That is correct. Now I say to her, and I use some choice language, yeah. I said, you give me my 20% is all I said.
Well, the choice language that you used, Mr. Green, from my understanding, is you used the word whore.
You know something, Mr. Henry, it had been 2 days.
Did you call the woman a whore in front of the employees?
Well, if I did, I don't remember, but I don't see it as totally inappropriate. Given
why would you not see that as inappropriate?
Let me finish what I'm saying, sir, all right? Because you want to indict me before listening to what I'm saying.
Well, I'm hearing a man who says he's entitled to 20% of his people's money, and then you call this checker a whore because she held out on you.
She held out on me. That's $10,000 that she's trying to hold out on me. I'm the guy that hired her, is what I'm saying. I'm the guy that provided the lunchroom. I provide the day room. I provide the time card. I provide the job. I provide the people that she met so she could, you know. I'll tell you what.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green. John?
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot. If he doesn't think they're working hard enough for him, fire him.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, I don't care if you're the boss.
I'm the boss.
I'm a boss.
We're going to fire
idiot.
Them. Fire them for what?
Young people working for you.
I'm not going to put people on. Maybe a guy like you puts people on the street.
You want to steal their money back? You're a grump.
Okay, John, one of the problems we're having, John, is that we can't hear you because you're on one of those remote phones.
Yeah.
Can you get to the headset, perhaps, or is that tough for you?
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, that's way better, okay.
Okay, this guy's a grump.
Let me respond to this.
He owns a grump.
Let me respond to this guy.
He's working in there at minimum wage, and, I provide him a lunchroom. I provide him. That's only human decency. You run a store, you run a business, you provide him with a washroom, you provide him with a lunchroom, and you give him a coffee break.
You better believe
we're
it,
we're in America, buddy.
And they're standing
around.
In Russia, and they're standing
around.
And
they finally make a buck. And you want to steal it on him? You're a grub.
Hey, a hooker holds out on her pimp.
Oh,
she wants that like a whore. She gets called a whore.
You should have a heart attack and die, you grub.
You know, I don't know what he means by grub. Is that some Canadian term, pal? Because I don't know what that is.
All right, 1-800-449.
Well, what do you do, hang up? I can tell you this. I didn't want your program to be abused, Mr. Henry.
I didn't bring you on the show to be abused, Mr. Green, and I apologize for that. But calling a woman a whore...
Well, hold on for a minute. This woman was holding out 10... That's one king grand, is what we say in the business. Back when I used to... And I'm not proud of my past, but we had a rolling crap game that I operated out of the back of our store. And we used to call it king grand. You know what a king grand is?
$10,000.
That's right. That's one king grand that this woman's holding out on me. Now, that's what a whore does to a pimp. If she wants to act like a whore, then I call her a whore.
Mr. Green, I want to tell you something. As a man who runs a retail business that deals with the public, sir, you're not talking like one. You're sounding...
I'm telling you what happens to employees who steal from employers. That's all.
But technically, they're not stealing, and you don't have a law yet. You're proposing the law, but you don't have it yet.
Technically, legally, no, they're not. But I'll tell you what, right now, I'm keeping an eye on it, and I'll tell you what, if...
Let me ask you, what if they won $20 million or $10 million? or $100 million in one of the lotteries, are you going to hold? Actually think they're going to give you $20 million?
If they won, I'm sorry, Mr. Andy.
If they won $10 million, $20
million. Well, if they won $10 million or $20 million, I would expect the 20%.
You really think they're going to give you 20%? I'd get on the first plane, and I'd be out of there.
No, let me tell you, if you want to do that, if any employee of mine wins $100 million in the California lottery and wants to hold out on me, I can honestly tell you there isn't a country they can hide in. There isn't a river I wouldn't cross.
You'd go looking for them.
$20 million you wouldn't look for? Yes, sir, I would. Again, the principle here is they're using my turf. They use my turf. They're using my store. You use my store to make your business negotiation, you pay the man. And that is true with any business.
All right, Robert Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods. His stand is basically this. If you work for an employer, and while you are working for that employer on his premises, you and your coworkers get together and buy a lottery ticket, and it hits, the employer gets 20% because you're using his time, you're using his office, you're talking to people that he put together who are employees of his. You all are doing this, making money, if you will, or maybe subcontracting on his time. He wants to propose national legislation that would make it a mandatory 20% of any employee's lottery winnings going to the employer. 1-800-449-8686. What do you think about that? And also this confrontation he had with a checker who was holding out 10% or 20% of her lottery winnings. He called her a whore. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bill Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, who is introducing through his congressman legislation that would entitle employers, you got to listen to this, 20% of the lottery winnings of their employees. Why? Because most employees negotiate their lottery ticket purchases while they're on the job. Most employees buy lottery tickets in conjunction with other employees. Most employees use lunchrooms, day rooms. They use the premises of that business. And Mr. Green, you have just said to me, there isn't a mountain, there isn't a country they couldn't hide in, there isn't a river you wouldn't cross if someone won a $100 million lottery, an employee of yours, and they didn't give you 20% of that. You would resort to violence.
Well, hold on. I didn't say violence.
But that's what you're intimating.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know a man yet that wouldn't be justifiably driven to violence if someone tried to take off with $20 million of his money. What our legislation will do is make it law so we don't have to go through this. Every employer of anyone hitting any lottery jackpot over $5,000, so that's not every single lottery, gets an automatic 20%. This is recorded by the IRS before you even get paid, so it's much neater that way, a lot less messy that way, and we don't have to get... And I don't have to walk up to employee and embarrass her the way I had to embarrass Sherry. And I'm sorry that I did that, but she brought it on herself.
She brought on being called a whore on herself.
You know, Mr. Henry, you want to keep saying that.
You did say it.
Well, you know, if the shoe fits.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sherry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I've been a local business owner for 10 years, and if my staff won the lottery, if they pulled together and has absolutely hit the jackpot, I would be thrilled to death for them, and I wouldn't expect a dime out of it. Yes, I do provide their break room. Yes, I do provide their bathroom and all of that stuff, but they provide me with a very good living. And whenever I make extra money and we go above budget and above our goals, then I bonus my girls. But quite frankly, I was in corporate management for 17 years, and if this guy would walk up to one of my staff and call her a whore because he thought he was entitled to something that he's not, I think his mother needs to slap him for being stupid, number one, and slap him for using such horrible language, number two, and slap him for being so damn stupid.
Stupid.
This is just pure greed.
You bonus your girls even though they're getting tips.
I'm sorry?
I said you bonus your girls even though at any given time you get 20 guys lined up around the bar putting dollar bills in their G-strings. So why are you bonusing them?
I don't know what you're referring to, but my staff does a very good job for me.
I'm talking.
And they do not wear G-strings to work in, but I don't know what kind of job.
Well, what kind of business? You said you had girls. I thought it was a strip club.
No,
she didn't say it was a strip club.
Well, what is it?
That's insulting. You have the brain.
Look, you know something? It's interesting because you're willing to take it in the shorts. You expect me to. That's what this comes down to.
Well, what it comes down to, sir, is you are very, very greedy. And, that's going to come back to you.
Greedy?
You're greedy.
Name me a business that is... All right.
That's not your money.
What do you have, an escort service? I don't know. What business do you have?
I have a pet
Why are you... Why are you assuming escort?
I have a pet grooming service, a pet sitting service, and a pet store. And I was in corporate management, sir, for 17 years. I was the CEO for Pillsbury before I opened my own business.
Sherry, you were making very good money. You were on your fast track. You got busted out of that, and now you're combing out dogs, and you're asking me?
You know why?
How to do my business?
The lady said she graduated to owning her own business. She's not working for anybody anymore. She works for herself.
I make over $400,000 a year, sir.
Yeah, okay. But you're on a corporate fast track, and now you're cleaning up you're wiping some dog's rear end.
And you know what? I make twice what you make.
How do you know how much I make?
I know. I made over $400,000 last year. What'd you make, buddy?
You know what? We had a bad year. You're right. We had a bad year.
Okay. And so you know what? That's not your it's not your prerogative to take money out of your employees' pockets.
Ma'am, especially...
Maybe it's your attitude why you had such a bad year.
It's my fault.
I don't let anybody talk like that in front of my client.
I'm in the grocery business. In order for you to have a bad year in the grocery business, your staff has got to be letting down. And yet I didn't fire one person. Now I ask for a little piece of something that I'm entitled to, and what do they give me? And you're telling me... that somehow I'm greedy.
Well, okay, I've never heard of anybody saying...
That,
I've never heard anybody say they're entitled to 20% of lottery winnings because it happens, you know...
Okay, let me ask you and Sherry this. What if the people negotiated the sale of the lottery ticket in your home at your kitchen table?
I would be thrilled for them. Because you know what?
It's not about
the money.
I don't like lying. That's the one thing I don't like.
You know what? If you can't make your own money, then maybe you ought to change jobs.
Good point. Sherry, thanks for your... Thank you. I got to move on, though.
You.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I'd like to respond to that.
Go ahead.
I can make my own money. I don't need to change jobs. I'm the CEO of a major corporation, but I can tell you this much. I didn't get to where I am today giving money away, and I didn't get to where I am today giving away product. I got to where I am today being smart, being sharp, and noticing where there is a money-making possibility.
Well, you're talking about personal money now, aren't you?
Now, the money, yes, but it doesn't make any difference. The fact is, it goes to the employer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, who's the CEO of Fraser Foods, talking to us, and he's talking to us about lottery winnings. He wants to introduce a bill in the United States Congress, and this would be a federal bill that would entitle employers to 20% of any lottery winnings their employees accrue. Why? Because the employee probably negotiated the ticket sale on the job, met the people that they bought the lottery ticket with on the job, used the lunchroom or the day room or the break room to negotiate the purchase of the ticket on the job, and basically wasting his time. 20% of every lottery ticket that you win out there would go to your employer. What do you think? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Survivor Compton.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Do you think you should give 20% of any lottery winnings of yours to your employer if you happen to buy the ticket with the fellow employee, if you happen to talk about it in the lunchroom, talk about it in the day room, if you happen to use some of your work time to buy the ticket, do you think your employer should get 20% of your earnings? Robert Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods, who's trying to introduce legislation in the Congress. All employers will get 20%. How do you reasonably say that, for instance, I could say to this to you, Mr. Green, do you share in the profits of your company? Because I had somebody call last hour. Do you share the profits of your company? When you make a lot of money with your employees, why should they share theirs with you?
Well, to answer your question, Mr. Henry, I guess you thought you were being you know, pretty smart there, and I don't doubt that you're a smart guy, but yes, we do have profit sharing, to answer your question. Yes.
All right, I understand that.
Well, hold on. Yes, we do have profit sharing, and a lot of corporations have profit sharing. But when the time comes for the employee to share some of their profits, oh, all of a sudden they don't want to do that. And why don't they want to do that? Because, Phil, as hardworking as my people are, as hardworking as a lot of American workers are, they're still basically middle-class people who want to have enough money at the end of the week for a bottle, you know, a gallon bottle of wine and some pasta and have a good time. They don't see the big picture. That's why I'm in management. I see the big picture. That's why I'm a CEO, because I see the broader landscape of economic opportunity. Most workers, though, all they want to do is make it to Friday night, and you've heard the story. They want a six-pack of malt liquor in the icebox, blah, 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 a lot of loud music, and the cops coming at 10:30, or however these people get off.
Well, I can tell you, sir, I work for somebody. That isn't necessarily my Friday night.
All right, well, then maybe you drink tequila instead of beer. I don't know.
But this is a stereotype that isn't fair. What you're saying is that because you have profit sharing at the corporate level, people should share their lottery winnings.
Absolutely. And that's a point that you can't possibly argue against, because we've had profit sharing in corporate America for a long time.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene is my guest. And let's go to another phone call here. This is Tina. Hi, Tina. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene.
Robert, I think you're crazy. Did you have anything to do with buying those lottery tickets?
See the sound of her voice? That's what I'm talking about. Could you say that again, ma'am?
Don't talk about her.
Did you have anything to do with buying those lottery tickets?
Yes.
No. No,
yeah,
did you put money in to buy those lottery tickets?
Yeah, I put in money because they wasted my valuable time while they were standing around smoking their cigarettes, drinking their coffee, and negotiating the purchase of the lottery tickets. So, yeah, it was my work time.
Wait a minute.
My time. They were on my time.
It is a federal law that you have to provide breaks and lunches.
But how do I...
it wasn't your time that they were wasting.
Understood.
I'm in management.
Understood. But how do I know they weren't talking about this while they're supposed to be working? See what I mean? Like, she's supposed to get over to a check register, and I got a guy standing there who's got a grocery cart full of groceries, and she's jawjacking with a friend of hers about how much money they're going to win in the lottery.
Wait a minute. Can you say for sure
that
happened?
You're crazy.
Oh, now I'm crazy because I just argued down your point.
No, you didn't argue down my point. Sound like a fool.
How do I
like an absolute fool.
Do you think
it's better?
What
you're saying is that you feel you should have the right to take money that is not yours
because
of the fact that they bought a lottery ticket through you.
Ma'am,
be like me saying, okay, I bust my hump every day for the bank that I work for, so therefore, you know what, if I want to walk out of that bank with $20,000, I should be able to.
Wait a second.
You're talking about stealing.
I'm not talking about stealing.
You are a thief.
I'm not stealing.
You are trying to find a legal way to be a thief.
No, but you want to be a thief without finding a legal way. At least I'm trying to find a legal way for these. But you got a lot of good ideas on how to steal.
Folks, let's get back to the point.
Wait a minute. Don't you think it's better that 20% goes to ensuring a good relationship with your employer rather than wasting it away on liquor and drugs? Don't you think that's better?
A relationship with your employer. That's putting easy money in your employer's pocket because he's too damn selfish to go and get it himself.
No, I'm the guy who's going to sit there while I'm stocking Sweet and Low and watering the cucumbers. I'm looking at Sherry Gleason and the rest of these guys in their aprons going, okay, you got change for a 10? I tell you what, if they want to spend their money on liquor, drugs, on a Friday night with a bottle of wine, that's their business. I get mine.
You know what? I own
my
own house. I own a brand new vehicle.
So
my husband owns a $50,000 vehicle.
So you claim.
And we don't spend our money on liquor and drugs. We spend our money on what's important to our children. And that's probably what these people in your employment are
floors,
going to spend that on.
How are
it's
hardwood,
not for you to have.
How are hardwood floors important to your children?
How are hardwood floors important?
Because you sound like the kind of woman that spends your money on the vertical blinds, the hardwood floors. Come on, right?
No, I spend it on actually actually a boat so that my children can go out in the summertime and have fun.
I spend it on putting
money away for college.
You bought that boat so you and your husband can lay around on it with your friends, and there's an empty bottle of rum rolling around in the back of it.
Honey, I don't drink, so there's your answer to that. I'm a born-again Christian. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Don't you guys lay around in that boat on the weekends with your friends?
Actually, no. We don't go out on the boat unless our kids are with us.
You know, Tina, every question I ask you...
We haven't been out on the boat once this year because the weather's been bad and the boys haven't wanted to be out there.
Every question I've asked you, you come back like you're Mary, you know, the Virgin Mary. I think a lot of this you're making up.
Look it.
Well,
we're not trying to get into somebody's personal life. This woman is in management, and she has argued your point. I think we need to move on.
There's something about her I don't trust.
Well, that's fine. Thank you very much, Tina.
I wouldn't trust you. Thank you.
Well, at least I'm not stealing the money. Like, you want to walk out of the bank with it.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks, Tina. What's the problem, Mr. Green? It sounds...
I got no problem, Phil. I got no problem. Look, I know to you I'm a big, ugly slob and I look like a freak. But I was almost the heavyweight champion of the world. Put that down in your paper there somewhere, Mr. Henry. Bob Green is no punk. Bob Green was almost the heavyweight champion of the world.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Don. Go ahead, Don.
You know, you're really coming off like an idiot, you know? I mean, why stop with just a big-ticket item like the lottery? Why don't you expand the bill to have office winnings for NCAA tournaments and that type of thing? All it sounds like
because
you're wanting is...
These are state-sponsored lotteries, sir. They're state-sponsored lotteries. They are not illegal gambling pools. And because they are sponsored by the state... that I believe that the employer is entitled to his piece.
But how can you guarantee that they won that ticket based on numbers that they discussed in your break room or when they were on the clock?
I think it just has to be a reasonable assumption. You know as well as I do that lottery tickets are purchased by employees that steal time from their employers while they're sucking down a Pall Mall.
Bull.
Do you buy a lottery ticket?
I don't waste my employer's time.
Uh-huh. So you think they are wasting their employer's time. You just made my point for me.
No, I did not.
Nice going.
There are legitimate... I will agree that there are times when employees will waste an employer's time. Okay? That I will grant you. But I'm not going to say that every time they do it, they're buying lottery tickets.
Well, unfortunately, okay? Don, you know, when you go home on a Friday night, you crack open, another box of Chardonnay or whatever. When I go home on a Friday night... You know, I go out to the opera.
Well, that's all well and good. I don't care what you do in your spare time. I don't care if you think what I do on my spare time is a waste of time.
If they steal my cut in the lottery, the next thing you know, they've tucked a 2-gallon jug of milk under their skirt. What do you think of that? See, that's the thing.
You're only entitled to the money you're entitled to, okay? You're entitled to the profit off the produce that you sell.
Wait a minute. I want to jump in here. Are you saying... hold on, Don. I want to ask Mr. Green. Are you saying that you're suspecting your employees of stealing merchandise?
If these people are going to steal my lottery money, I'll bet you anything they're grabbing a box of crackers, they're getting
not your lottery money. If you think they're stealing from you, prove it and fire them. Any employees that you can trust.
Oh, so I'm supposed to walk up to them and pull their dress up to see if they got milk under there. That's what you want me to do? You want me to get in trouble now?
If you're going to accuse them of something, prove it. Don't just sit in your office and hide behind your little, you know, small man syndrome like you've got power when you really don't. Prove it. Prove your accusations and go for it. If you don't like your employees, fire them.
You have
employees that you can trust.
I like my employees. I just don't like them sticking it to me with
You don't trust them. You're accusing them of stealing. If you don't like them, if you don't trust them, fire them and get them employees that you want.
I want to be able to trust them, and the way I trust them is when they win a lottery, they come up with my cut. Otherwise, they're sticking it in, twisting it, and turning and breaking it off.
All right, listen, Don, thank you very much for your call. Did you hear what the last gentleman was saying? You have a lot of suspicion about your employees, which I think is part of your problem.
It's not suspicion. It is normal business instinct, and I think you need to understand the difference, Phil. Suspicion is when you think someone is liable to hurt you in a physical way. Normal business instinct is knowing where I can make a dollar and making that dollar. And if the person keeps me from making a dollar I'm entitled to make, then I'm going to accuse him for stealing, not talking about spitting on the sidewalk.
You know, in the last 5 minutes, you've quoted two movies.
What are you talking about?
No, you have. You used a line from Requiem for a Heavyweight, and the last one was from The Untouchables. Now, what's going on?
You know what you look like to me with your bad shoes?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. I know to you, I'm a big, ugly slob, and I look like a freak. But I was almost the heavyweight champion of the world. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again.